So, Craig, and tell me what's going on with all the bands you're in, Prototype, Psychosis, and Heathen, and kind of give us a rundown of what's going on with each one.
Okay. We're actually right in the middle of recording the new Prototype album right now. We have, I guess it's probably about an hour's worth of music. It's a concept album, sci-fi stuff. I am not the right person to explain it, what the lyrics are all about. That would be Vince. But musically, it's really cool. It's really like, a lot heavier than some of the stuff we've done. And at the same time, it's more progressive, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We've got one track that's like 7 minutes long that goes right into another one that's like 10 minutes long. But I don't know, it's kind of cool, I guess, in the fact that, you know, a lot of the songs that are really long, like, that bands do, after a while you're like, all right, it's like already been 10 minutes, the song's not over. At least for us, we're feeling like they still feel like songs, and they don't get, like, boring or slow or whatever in the middle. So, yeah, we're really excited about that. We tracked the drums with Neil Kernan, and he's going to mix the album, and we're just, you know, in the middle of recording guitars right now. So that's going really well. Our drummer from the Trinity album, Pat McGrath, rejoined the band recently and played on the album, so we're excited to have that lineup, I guess, again on this album. And let's see, Psychosis is just rehearsing. We've written pretty much a full-length album. We released the three-song EP earlier this year in April, May, and we're just rehearsing and writing and trying to finish, you know, what we feel is going to be a really awesome thrash album. And then hopefully when we're done recording the Prototype stuff, we'll at least start demoing some of the other songs that didn't make the EP. It's been great having Bruce Hall singing for the band. You know, he's got a really great voice and a really wide range, and he can do all kinds of stuff, whether it's singing or screaming or any of that stuff. And he's a good guy, and he's, you know, on top of all that. So we've really been enjoying that, having him in the band. And then Heathen, we did a tour in May of Europe, and then not that long ago we played a couple of West Coast shows with Exodus, and that was really fun. We've got we just put out the new video for the song Dying Season from the new album, and hopefully early next year we're going to do a little bit more touring in support of the album. And I don't know about the rest of the guys, but I already have some new song ideas for the next Heathen record, so keeping busy.
Now, Craig, let's first talk about Heathen, and I'm interested to know, how did you end up joining that band and get your audition with them? And talk about just about how you joined Heathen.
That's a pretty cool story, actually. We went up, Vince and I went up to the Bay Area to go to the Thrash of the Titans benefit show that happened, I don't even know how long ago at this point. It's probably like, 2000 or 2001, something like that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, both of us are big Thrash fans, big Bay Area Thrash fans, and somewhere around that time, Vince decided that he really didn't want to sing in Prototype anymore. And so we were just trying to, you know, look around and see if we could find somebody, and weren't really having much luck. So after this Thrash of the Titans show, we were walking back to the hotel we were staying at, and ran into a friend that worked for one of the indie metal labels at the time. Told him what we were sort of looking for in terms of a singer, and he said, "Hey, have you thought about David White from Heathen?" And I was like, you know, actually, I could kind of see that. You know, that would be pretty cool. And so he got me in contact with Dave, and I called him, and he came down here and he auditioned, and he actually recorded vocals on a demo that never got released. Somewhere, probably that was like 2001. Around that time, like the rest of us, kind of convinced Vince to continue singing because we just thought that, you know, his voice is pretty unique and sounds like Prototype. So he decided to reluctantly, probably, continue singing. And so it didn't work out with Dave. But a few years later, probably, I think it was 2007. Yeah, that's right, because I've been in the band for about 3 years now. In 2007, he called Vince and he asked if either Vince or I would like to come up and audition for Heathen because they're looking for a second guitar player. And Vince knew that that I would love to do it, and he, while probably interested, just couldn't do it due to family obligations and stuff like that. I went up there. I postponed it probably a couple times for another week or two to just keep working on the material because I wanted to go up there and try and impress them with what I did, but I learned I think it was probably four songs, two of the ones from their 2005 demo that ended up on the new album, and then a couple from Victims of Deception. And I went up there and I auditioned, and they asked me probably after like 2 hours of playing if I wanted to join the band, and I said yes, and that was it.
Now, Craig, and I had David White on the show earlier in the year, and we talked quite a bit about the making of the record, and I had told him that I really thought this is a very, very strong album, one of the strongest albums of the year so far, and I still right now continue to have that opinion. I think this is one of the strongest records of the year and one of the most underrated albums of the year. And how has the record done so far for you guys? You know, has it been successful for you? You know, I'm sure it might have been successful in Europe, but, you know, so far, how successful has the album been for you?
You know, in Europe, it did really well. In Germany in particular, we actually charted. We hit, I think it was number 75 on the charts the week it came out. And, you know, it's been doing pretty well in Europe. I think it really hasn't quite gotten the promotion that it needs to take off both more in Europe and also here in the U.S., you know, we were happy at least that it charted in Europe, and we got to go over there and tour, and we were actually a little afraid that the tour, because it was a headlining tour, and you know, Heathen's not a huge band, we were afraid that it wasn't going to do that well, but actually did really well, and we had a ton of people come out to all the shows. There's some videos up on YouTube and stuff you can see, and we were pretty stoked about that. And the year before that, actually right before the album came out, we were able to go to Japan. That was the first time the band had ever been there, and that was really cool too. And that the album was released in Japan and all of that. So, you know, I mean, as you probably know, being a musician, you know, with any band, they're never happy with the promotion they get because they always want more. Mm-hmm. And of course, we would have loved to have more promotion, especially here in the States. But you know, we're just going to do what we can. You know, I mean, we'd love to do a U.S. tour, and actually, we were on the bill for the tour that Exodus is doing right now with Malevolent Creation, it kind of fell apart for us and just didn't work out. But hopefully we'll be able to get out and do as much as we can in terms of touring in the U.S. and all that. So we're really stoked with the album the way it came out, though. We couldn't be more pleased from the sound to the songs, everything about it.
You know, Craig, and it seems like nowadays, especially with the state of the economy and with the way the music business is going, that labels are a lot more hesitant to help promote bands as much as they used to. And, you know, maybe that has something to do with the fact it hasn't done as well in the States, but it seems like in countries like Germany and stuff, this type of music's really doing well. And you see the guys at the Bullet Belts, And it's like the 80s and heavy metal scene never left there. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, totally. We played the Keep It True Festival. That was the first show I did with the band. We went over and played a show in front of like 2,000 people in Germany. And it was, to me, it was like, you know, I mean, it's like there's guys that are wearing like stretch jeans, and not just stretch jeans, but like the striped pants, and like jean jackets that are not, they don't just have a couple of patches on them. They are covered in patches. And, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know what it is, but over there they just love metal. And that's definitely the place where Heathen does the best, and I'm not really sure what the reason for it is, but it's definitely true. I mean, they definitely love their metal over there.
Now let's talk about Psychosis, Craig. And you know, the Psychosis EP, I really, really like it quite a bit. And I know Psychosis was around a little bit in the early 90s. And, you know, talk about what's going to happen with that band. Talk about resurrecting that band again. And then he ended up getting Bruce Hall, of course, in on vocals. And, you know, basically talk about what's going on with Psychosis and how you got Bruce on vocals and what the future entails with those guys.
Okay. Yeah, I actually started Psychosis when I was in high school. And we recorded a demo, and at that time we were just a three-piece, with me singing, and I really didn't like my own voice even, so, we expanded the lineup, and by 1992 we were a four-piece with Vince singing and playing guitar, and, so, you know, Vince and I have been playing together for 18 years now, something like that, 19 years. And we were doing really well on the L.A. scene for a while, back when KDC was around. We had played some pretty prominent shows. And then, I don't know, probably like 1993 or so was like around the time when grunge was huge and metal was not. And we had some inner kind of conflicts within the band, and a couple of guys wanted to just go different directions. And so Vince and I essentially turned Psychosis into Prototype, and just decided that we were going to take the thrash elements of Psychosis and then do something that was, I guess, as original as possible with Prototype. So that was our goal at the time. And so Psychosis was pretty much dead and inactive at that time for, I don't know, 18 years or so. Uh-huh. We had the one EP, Life Force, which came out in 1992, and I don't know, occasionally I would put copies of it up on eBay, or we'd sell it through, you know, we sell it through our Prototype website, and we started getting more and more orders for it. And I was like, you know, I knew that the thrash resurgence was happening and everything, but more than just that, like, you know, I started to miss playing that stuff. You know, I was playing in Heathen and you know, I just really enjoyed playing that style of music. To me, I like the thrash stuff more than I like the prog stuff. I think it was at a Machine Head show or something. I ran into the bass player that played on Life Force and was in Psychosis with us, and I just got to talking to him, and we hadn't seen each other in a long time, and we just kind of reconnected, and I was talking to Vince, and I was like, dude, you know, let's just, for fun, let's just get together and play. And we couldn't get that drummer from Life Force back. He's actually an assistant district attorney in Los Angeles now. We had another guy that we were playing with for a little while, and we did some shows, and we played one show where we opened for Destruction and Hyrax and stuff in L.A., and it was just, we were having a lot of fun with it, and I think that's what really made us want to keep doing it, we were just having a lot of fun, and we started writing some new stuff, and then you know, Vince just still to this day doesn't really want to sing. I think he feels like he has to. So for Psychosis, I said, hey, you know, why don't we just see if we can get somebody else to sing? You know, why don't we ask Bruce? Because Bruce used to be in a band called Grinch Fist back in the 90s, and Psychosis and Grinch Fist used to play shows together all the time. So we knew him already from a long time ago, and actually the bass player, Jason, that was in Psychosis, when Vince and I started Prototype, he went on to play in Grinch Fist with Bruce. So, you know, we already knew each other pretty well, and we had done a show at Psychosis with Agent Steel when Bruce was in the band too. So he came over and we started working on stuff, and it was just a great vibe, and we just really we were having a really good time playing, and we decided to record some stuff, and it came out great, and we're really looking forward to doing some more. You know, we've written a bunch more songs, and we're just shopping around trying to see if we can get a label to actually pay for a recording so we don't have to do it ourselves.
Now, your more progressive nature, I guess, you know, talked a little bit about Prototype earlier and being in the middle of recording that album. And are you going to have Neil Kernan working at again? And is he going to do the mix down and all that other stuff for you for this upcoming Prototype album?
Yeah, he's definitely going to mix it. He recorded the drums. He came out to L.A. and recorded the drums at a studio in Burbank. And then Vince and I are recording the guitars and the bass and stuff like that. We may or may not record vocals with the ex-Prototype bass player, Mike Baer, who's a friend of mine. I just have been doing a bunch of sort of session guitar stuff with him for like guest guitar solos and stuff for other bands that he's working with. And you know, the progress for anything with Prototype is like molasses. We're just extremely slow. And it's not because we want to be slow. It's just because of, you know, time restraints or how much we can get together to work on stuff. But it's coming along really cool. I can't wait for people to hear this stuff. We're really stoked about it. And we did a studio report video thing that Vince put together and put up on YouTube, and a bunch of people were like, what is that song? You know, it's like just some guitar and drums that from what we've been recording. So we're really excited about it. We're working with Lance at Nightmare Records again to put it out, and he has distribution now in Europe also. So the last album came out in Europe through a little label that then folded immediately after releasing it, so nobody could find it in Europe when Continuum came out. But yeah, we're really looking forward to getting the new one out there. We were extremely fortunate to be on Guitar Hero 3, have our song The Way It Ends on that game. That got us a lot of exposure that we never would have gotten before. And we're just hoping all the people that heard that song in that game that liked it will seek us out for the new stuff too. So I guess we'll see how that goes.